Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just talking to our good friend Jim Fleming, former state legislator. What, you were a commissioner at one time, weren't you?
Yes, for a couple of years, 10 years.
Of?
Of Consumer Protection and Public Works.
Look at you. And also, of course, you have a son that is in Iraq at this very moment in time.
Yes, we do. He's going to be there for a while through Christmas.
Oh, God. Well, hope he's doing well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
God bless him.
He's a good boy.
Anyway, Jim is president. The reason he's here today, although I like to have Jim in anyway, he's the president of the Connecticut Automotive Retailers Association. The auto show is coming. You may have seen the signs if you're driving down 91 on the convention center saying, auto show is coming, annual event. And here it is already, Jim. This is how many years for this? It's been a few, hasn't it?
Many, many years. And it's a great event because it's also a charitable event. It runs for 3 days, starting on Friday, running through Sunday.
So you can actually show up tomorrow at 10 in the morning.
You get there at 10, we're going to cut the ribbon. Lieutenant Governor Wyman's going to be there to help us.
That's good.
In you go.
And you take a look. Okay, so now I'm in. Yeah. So you've got a lot of things. That, I mean, granted, you can see a wide variety, a universe of cars, which is beautiful. And, you know, put your head in there and new car.
The new car smell.
Yeah, but there are other things. You're doing a lot. Let's go to the charity aspect of it first, because that's important, I think, really.
Well, for many years, the auto dealers have donated a percentage of the profits from that show. We've given away over $1 million. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night we'll be giving a $30,000 donation to take care of U.S. military families that are located here in Connecticut. So by going to the show, you're not only going to see a great lineup of 27 different brands of cars,
right,
but you'll be supporting charitable groups around the state.
Wow. Jim, and by the way, if you admission, just so you'll know, it's $12 for adults, kids 6 to 12, $5, under 6, free. And if you're in the military and you have your ID, you're in free.
You're in free. That's
right.
That's
a good thing you're doing this.
November's a good month to do that. It's a Veterans Day.
Absolutely. Let's talk about just some of the inside the exhibition hall, what we're going to see. Trends. You want to do that very quickly? Electric cars. Are hybrids still a big deal? What's big?
Hybrids and electrics are very big. In fact, Honda's going to have their Clarity there. It's their brand new hybrid electric vehicle. The Bolt, the all-electric Bolt, will be there as well. Cars are computers with wheels now, and if you want to get a look at the automated features of cars like driver assist and lane departure issues on your car, I'm getting older now. I like sort of having that backup camera.
I do too.
All there.
Yeah, and you know, the fact is, in fact, Van has a, I think it's a Nissan, and actually it can show you the parking space and help you. I mean, it's remarkable what the technology is just. And then, you know, you can hook up your iPad, you can hook up your phone, you can do all kind of Bluetooth. I mean, it's all there.
It's amazing. Like we always tell people, yes, it's like driving a computer.
You're right.
But there's some old cars there as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We've got
a 1929 Cadillac that was involved in the Lindbergh kidnapping. And Ray, you and I will remember when that happened.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah,
it
was just a few years ago. We have a Pope Electric that was actually built in Hartford.
And that was one of the first electric cars made, if not the first, was it not?
Hartford was considered the Detroit of its day. And yes, it was one of the first electric cars. Mr. Pope didn't think anyone would drive a car that had gasoline in it because it was too dangerous.
Really?
He was a little wrong, but good things come around. We have the new electrics as well. We've got a Mercedes-Benz, an 1886 Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes is the oldest manufacturer in the world. That's a great car. So you'll see new and old in one place at one time.
Entertainment show, anything like that going on, or what all do you do? I mean, the cars themselves are enough fun. I mean, come on.
Well, if you'd like to try driving a race car, we have a simulated race car at the Ford exhibit, so you can come in, no danger to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do a ride and drive. Toyota's going to be there for a ride and drive, so there's a lot of that there. There's good food. I hear it's going to be a little chilly this weekend. It might be a really nice thing to bring the family in.
I think so. Why not?
Yeah, that's what
you know, and dream
for
a little bit. And, you know, hey, now see, and the thing is, they're not selling there. So, I mean, you just take a look at what you like, and you can make contacts if you wish. But, you know, the fact is it's a chance for you to really compare.
That's right. There's no pressure. You walk through. There'll be product specialists that can tell you everything about the vehicle. But we, by law, do not sell off the floor of an auto show. So it's a really good place if you're looking to compare and contrast. And, you know, the product specialists really know their business. So they're there to help you.
How far are we from self-driving cars?
I would think probably next 5 years you're going to see them really drive. Cars need to talk to each other.
Right.
They're not quite doing that yet, but we're real close.
Yeah.
I think it's there are some cars that just do amazing things. You know, the traffic assistance stuff that they have now is just amazing.
No, I've got it in mind. I love it. And it does help. I mean, you're, you know, especially like on a day like today when visibility is really bad. I mean, the fact that, by the way, turn on your headlights. But yeah, a lot of cars do that for you automatically now, so there is that. But it does help. I mean, it lets you know if there's somebody over there.
Stability control on vehicles. I mean, it's really difficult to flip a car now because of the technology that really tries to keep that car stable, especially as we head into the winter months. So.
And is the case, the emissions are way down.
And the emissions are way down. The hybrids and the electrics, of course, are
even regular.
Zero.
Even regular internal combustion.
Yeah, very, very clean.
So it's a very sophisticated car. I mean, it is weird. You and I have talked about this, but I had a friend who had a 65 Mustang. You open the hood, you can see the ground. You know, now you have a Mustang, you can't see the ground. You know, you just can't.
Well, if you want to see some of those gas guzzlers, there are a few there. We have what's called Restoration Garage. So if you like Cobras and Camaros, they've all been restored.
No.
We've got some Ferraris there for you to take a look at. So there are a lot of fun things to do this weekend.
You know what? I rented one weekend just because my other car was in the shop. Rented a Camaro. Mm-hmm. That is a monster. You know, and the other thing they do, which is kind of cool, is, you know, you're at four cylinders, then it'll kick it to eight when it needs it. And it's just, I mean, that thing is a monster.
Yeah, they're nice.
And that's not really one of the real high power cars. It's amazing.
Makes you feel 18 again, doesn't it?
It does. Hey, Jim, if anybody wants to know anything about it, please show up starting tomorrow at 10 o'clock. It's for a good cause, and it's going to be a good thing for you. It's ConnecticutConventions.com, or do you have an auto show site?
We have ConnecticutAutoshows.com, and you can buy tickets and get a $2 discount on that. So
that is excellent. Jim, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right, now through Sunday. Enjoy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.